Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Cusk is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, HR expert, human resources, employee, hire them, fire them, acquire them, manage them, train them, love them up, pay them, motivate them, encourage them, all that stuff. He's the best at that. Bob, thanks again for being here. You got a new project you're working on. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, Jim, I want to tell you about it. It's I'm trying to now help the job seeker to get the best job that they can. So we've recently launched an interactive website called Career Goal Online.
You're so creative. Good for you.
Thank you. And this basically takes my book, you know, The Higher Ground.
Right.
And it has interactive tools. You can download tools. You can watch video. You can take quizzes to help you figure out how to find a job.
Can I show up there and basically reorient myself so that I'm become more competitive as an employee candidate?
Absolutely, Jim. You'll probably figure out that you never should have been a radio show host in the first place.
Well, what will happen if I took all that? It'll just reconfirm the fact that I'm now unemployable. Hey, Cusca, as are you. you've been operating your own business too long. You're unemployable too.
I definitely am.
So how do we find that?
We go to careergoalonline.com.
Careergoalonline.com. Mm-hmm. So check it out. And is there a cost for that?
There is a cost for that. It's only $99.
All right, and that's a one-time deal, or is that...
One-time fee, and you get to use it forever.
Okay, all right, so check it out. All right, Bob, we're talking about getting the best employees during what really is a competitive environment, which you, on one side of the ledger, you think it's not competitive because there's so many people who still don't have jobs, but what we're competing for is not the universe. We keep competing for the people that we want to hire.
That's right.
Which is a smaller universe. So talk to us about, you got a couple of other models you want to tell us about.
Okay. Years ago, when we were running marketing recruitment for the Gillette company, we developed what we call competency models.
Hmm.
And competency models are nothing more. They're not fancy. They're not sophisticated. It's just, what is the knowledge, the skills, and the attributes necessary to be high-performing in that job? Whether you're an engineer or a salesperson or a landscaper, it doesn't matter. And I've developed these for high-level jobs and low-level jobs. And here's what you need to do. You've got to figure out, look at your best employee. And if you look at Jim and you say, Jim's my best employee, what does he do well that makes him so good at what he is?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's because, I'll give you one example.
So use that employee as a model for your future employees.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We re-engineer the employee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had one guy I started working with, and he hired people to install cable. You know, they went into your house and hitched up your internet, your TV, and your telephone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when I asked him, what are the skills, he said, well, really, I hired unskilled people, and I just teach them how to do the job.
Huh.
But when we began to drill down, I said, well, they got to deal with the homeowner, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, that's customer service. And they've got to be organized to fill out their paperwork. Yeah. Well, those are organizational skills. And we created a little model that he was going to interview to, and he was going to ask the right questions to find out if his potential employees could do his job.
Mm-hmm.
And we reduced his turnover by 50%.
Hmm. Wow. Just by helping him focus on what he needed, not just... And see this, and listen, this is the same approach to customers, Bob. If I could stick this in there, I keep telling small business owners, you're not looking in the same universe as Walmart. They have to conquer the world to be successful. They have to have everybody's money.
Mm-hmm.
You only have to have 20 people's money or 100 people or 200, but it's a very small group of a small profile. It's the same thing with your employees, isn't it? You're not looking for the world. You're looking for just a certain kind of person. But then when you go after them, you have to say it in a way that attracts those people, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And think about this. When you're talking about your customer, Jim, you're talking about, what is my differentiator? Why should they buy my product? And the same thing you say to your employees. Why should they come to my company? Because mm-hmm. you want the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other thing that I find so many small businesses struggle with. They don't do an interview. They have a conversation. And when I ask them at the end of the conversation, so what did you think of Jim? They say, really nice guy. when I say, well, do you think that he was
analytical?
Are you
hiring him or inviting him? Are you hiring him or inviting him to dinner, right?
Yeah, in fact, I don't care if he's a nice guy.
Right.
I want to know, can he do the job?
Right.
And so I teach my clients how to do a behavioral interview.
Don't you think a lot of small business owners are uncomfortable being too pointed in their questions? And that's the reason why they need somebody to be in the intermediary, don't they? I used to do this when I had my consulting company. If I had a key, if some one of my clients had a key person to hire, they had me do the interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
I did the search and the interviews.
And that's what I do for my clients, Jim.
Yeah, yeah. So you probably need somebody that can be the good cop, bad cop routine.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, hey, Bob, good job today, as always. Give us those websites again, please.
Well, you want to look at thefusionfactor.com, but also go and look at my new online interactive tool for those of you who are job seekers. It's
right.
careergoalonline.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen, KUSTKA. Want to take a quick break? I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Got a high-rise car.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.